So this parak is going to start dealing with kilei hakerem, which is vines, and we're more machmir. And we're more machmir in a way that on vines, in a field of vines, you need a distance separated. When you actually classify vines as a vineyard, then you need a distance from this vineyard, arba amas, four amas, which is a larger amount than the previous cases. And the four amas is a space of avodas hakerem, enough space that they can work it with plows and oxes or whatever they needed to work the vineyard. So kirachas hakerem, so a clearing or an open or space of a vineyard. Beshame omrim esrim va'arba amas. It needs to be 24 amas. Vesila omrim sheshesre amas. Vesila says 16. The Rav explains, if you have these areas of open clearing, open spaces, you're allowed to plant in these areas. Beshame says you need 24. Vesila says you need 16. Mechol hakerem, what about a perimeter of a vineyard? Beshame omrim sheshesre amas. Vesila omrim shtemesre amas. So Beshame says that you need 16. Here's a little less of a shear. And Vesila says you need 12. We're going to see what does this mean. Ve'ezu karachas hakerem. So what's this karachas, which is the first case, the clearing of a vineyard. Kerem shecharav me'emtso. So this is a vineyard that was destroyed in the middle of the field. Im ein shom sheshesrei amo lo yovizeru l'sham. If there aren't 16 amas there, don't bring in any other seed there. However, hayu shom sheshesrei ama, but if there's 16 amas in the middle here, nosten lo avodoso v'zoreas ha'moyser. So we give him enough the space needed for his work, and then he just plants the rest. So what's going on over here? So the way the Rav explains is the following. Let's first understand Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, a field that's four amos is a field. Separately, we know, they both agree, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, that you need four amos distant from the vineyard. Just because that's almost like considered part of the vineyard because it needs that space to work the vineyard. So first we distance four amos from each vineyard. So already to start, we have eight amos of space that you need. Now the important part now to know is that you also need, even according to Beis Hillel, another eight amos in the middle. And the thing to know is if you have less than eight amos in the middle, so let's say you had seven. So the Tfarso explains, almost look at it as if you use half of that amount. So 3.5 amos would be allocated to one side and 3.5 amos is allocated to the other side. And since that's not an actual field, it's less than four amos, which is what you need. Therefore, it becomes bottle to one side and this side becomes bottle to the outside. And then you have a problem. Masha Einkein, if you have a full eight amos, now you have a field that when split, this area of eight amas split into two sides. So now you have a full four amas on one side of this inner area and a full four amas on the other side. Each one is not bottle now to the side of that area that's worked for the vineyard, which is right next to it. And now it's not a problem. That's Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, a field, the definition of field needs eight amas. Therefore, in the middle, remember, we're going to almost make like an imaginary split and allocate whatever area we're talking about in the middle that we're going to be planting, half to one side, half to the other. So according to Beis Shammai, if each field to be distinct from a vineyard needs eight amos, therefore you're going to need at least 16 amos. So when you do make this separation, you're going to make eight amos on one side, eight amos will be one field, eight amos will be the other field. Now when you do make this, so now let's look at, for example, one of these fields, one of these eight amos, next to it now has four amos of space, and then it has next to it a vineyard. That's okay, because now that you have a field, you have a full eight amos, that's a separation. And then the other part, the other eight amos, say the same thing. So according to Beis Shammai, that's why you would need 16 amos, plus the four on each side, which is another eight. So that's why you have 24. And Beis Hillel, it's 16, because in the middle it's eight, plus the extra four amos on each side, which becomes 16. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says that if there's 16 amos there, according to Beis Hillel, we give him enough space for his work, which we said is eight amos in the middle. Vizareas amaiser, now can plant over there. And that's what the Mishnah says at the end. Hayisham sheshes reyama, according to Beis Hillel, 16 amos, noisim lovados. So we give him a space of his avoda, four amos on each side. Vizareas amaiser, and then he plants in the middle, whatever's left over in the middle, which has to at least be eight amos.